proud to follow. Huddersfield Town.
BBC Radio Leeds.
And Jack Robinson tosses the throw in long and flat. Header goalwards. Goal, Huddersfield Town! Joe Lynch after 44 seconds with a glancing header against his former club.
Play was really good. We were really on them, put them under pressure. We were patient, out of possession. When you look at the stats, they had loads more possession, but it was in areas that didn't hurt us. So I'm really pleased with today. I mean, it's our fans are with us, all the players are really pushing themselves, and you know, 7 unbeaten now, it's great. And you know, people have said it's one of the best performances they've seen in a number of years. You know, well, if that's what I'm going to get, then you know, I'll take that, but equally the players will.
Now Scanlon, a second bite at the cherry. Hudson's beaten in the air by Mancien, and the ball is headed away by Likai, only as far as Robinson. Town seem to have a spare man in all positions at the moment at the front end. Here's Holt, his cross, near post, Wells! 2-0 Huddersfield Town! A combination between the front two, and now Naki Wells has 6 championship goals for the season. Huddersfield Town 2, Nottingham Forest 0. They're getting better with every game under Chris Powell.
There are different ways we can describe a performance from the sidelines, Chris, but I'm going to go for 2 terms, if I may.
Sure.
Intensity is one.
Yep.
Intensity from that early goal, which was relentless right through to the end.
Yep.
And confidence, an unusually high level of confidence in your players in all pockets of the field.
I mean, Jacob Butterfield done a piece of skill today that I think I'll remember for quite a while. We love it when we see it in the Prem. Why not enjoy it when it's at your club in the Championship? But
his little shimmy in the middle.
Yeah, he put it one side and ran around the other. I mean, it was superb. Sean Scannell's doing the same thing. You know, what I'll always say to players is, you've got to have intensity, you've got to work hard, and we all say it. There's got to be a purpose to that. But also, enjoy your football. I always say it every day, enjoy your football. I won't ever say to someone, you know, I don't want you doing a drag back. Or, that's why people come to games. That's why I want to manage and coach teams, because I want them to excite me. They're exciting me at the minute, you know, and they're exciting everyone else. And why not? You know, that's why you're paid to play the game that we all enjoy. I think the fans can go home a little bit happy today, or an understatement. But you know, the players have started every game. I would say in this unbeaten run, you know, Blackpool 3 goals in the first 15 minutes. I mean, we could have had 2 or 3 in the first 20 minutes today. But as good as that was happening, I'll always say to the defence, while you're enjoying that and watching them, thinking, go on, Bunny, go on, Scans, we've got to make sure we don't get done on the break. And a couple of times they got away, but Joel Lynch's tackle when he got injured, crucial. You know, those moments are telling moments in any team's performance. And I thought the players grew and grew. I'm looking at Tommy Smith and Harry Bunn. I'm looking at Sean Scannell. People were saying to me, maybe, you know, he should go, whatever. And I'm thinking, I know him, and I know exactly what he can bring. And if I can't do it, then no problem. But everyone's loving him at the moment. He wants to do well. But it's seeping for everyone. You know, the confidence is there. We work their keeper. And it's just pleasing that to win 3-0 against a real fancy side in a tough week. You know, we go to Derby, which will test any team, especially they've lost today. I've got to be pleased with the all-round performance and focus of everyone.
Huddersfield Town break down the right. Holt's flick. Here's Scannell. Scannell on the right edge of the box. Finds Holt! 3-0 Huddersfield Town! Grant Holt drills a left footer past the keeper, Darlow. What a day at the John Smith Stadium. It's Huddersfield Town 3, Nottingham Forest 0. And Town's football is getting better and better and better.
Now, you know what we're like on the sidelines. Excitable when your team delivers a performance like that. One of the questions being asked already, Chris, is how far this team can go in the medium and long term. How long can you keep this kind of quality up for? Because this is a significant rise in standards, especially, obviously, since the start of the season. How long for?
I like the word you just said there, standards, because I'm quite calm, you know, but I know exactly what I want. I will tell them. I'm not afraid to tell them. I'm not afraid to make those decisions, as everyone's seen, because it's my job. So if I'm fair with them, and I'm always fair with players, I would always ask, you know, give me, give yourself, and give each other something back. Now, we knew there was a lot of things that went on at the start of the season, which obviously I can't really comment on, but I know what I want from my team. You know, when in my previous job you're not able to do it, then you're not going to be able to express yourself. I'm being able to do it here. I've got options. I'll say to players, you'll get a chance. I just said it to the guys afterwards. You know, always be ready. You know, we had to make a late change today. And you just never know what's going to happen in this game. And I know I'm going to enjoy it, and I want all our fans to and the players. But that's what's pushing us to actually do better next time. You know, so that's what I want. Because you should never settle for 3-0. You know, I want 4-0 today. You know, I'm going to drive home and think, wish it was 4-0. I suppose if I said that, I'd be wishing it was 5. You know, and that's how I am. So I know that we're going to have to push ourselves all the time and be ready for whatever happens on the pitch. But, you know, we'll take it, and we want to push on. You know, Dean has always said to me, just do as well as you can and see where it takes us. And that's all I will never predict we're going to do this and that. It's so early. You know, it's always about March and April and where you are then. You've got to deal with your situation then. But let's enjoy exactly what's going on, especially with what went on at the start. And I'm sure our fans were thinking we're certs to have a poor season. You know, I don't want that. I want us to keep pushing on and see where it takes us.